Tape 2 of Kabbalah Meditation with Rabbi David A. Cooper.
The Kabbalah offers an image of creation in the form of four worlds. These are the worlds called Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Atzilut is the world of spirituality. Bria is the world of the intellect. Yetzirah is the world of emotions and speech, and Asiya is the world of physicality. There are many metaphors dealing with these four worlds, and a basic Kabbalistic technique is to look at various events and at people from the perspective of the four worlds. The following four-world meditation will give you an example of how this works. Once again, sit quietly, observing the breath rising and falling in the chest or the stomach. This will help center you. Don't be concerned if other thoughts arise as you're sitting quietly. Just let them come and go as you bring your awareness to the rising and falling of the chest on the breath. Now I'd ask you to visualize yourself, your physical being, your strengths and your weaknesses physically. Visualize yourself, your physical being, how you're built. Are you tall? Are you short? Are you thin? Are you chubby? Are you strong? And now, very briefly, examine yourself emotionally. Are you short-tempered? Are you calm? Are you excitable? And now take a look at yourself intellectually. Whatever it is that you've been given, with your natural talents, your natural intellect, some things you do faster than others, some things you're better at than others. Some courses in school you excelled in, some you didn't do so well at. Please try not to be self-critical. Just do an objective evaluation. This is who I am. I'm made of this physical body. I have this emotional makeup. I have this intellectual capacity. And now we're going to take a little journey back in time. I'd like you to enter into your higher soul levels. The soul aspect before you were born. I'd like you to imagine that this soul is seated at a table with other souls, all of whom are in some way related to you, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your lovers, your friends. You're all seated at this table as souls before any of you were born. And you're talking about what it is you need to do that requires you to join a body in the world for a period of time. You all need to do something. Fix something. You may not be able to articulate this clearly, but you know that you've made a commitment to join a particular body, to have relationships with these other souls, to accomplish some fixing in yourself and in the world. And now come back into this body. And once again, reflect on your physical structure, your emotional makeup, and your intellectual capacity. And look at all these things now in terms of this is precisely what my soul chose in order for me to accomplish exactly what I need to do in this world to fix myself and to fix the world. I have exactly what I need. When you're ready, please take a deep breath or two and open your eyes.
Ya da da.
The next meditation is called the Meditation of Inner Harmony. This meditation is dependent upon the Tree of Life, which is reflected in the human body. And there are three power points that represent three of the primary forces on the Tree of Life. One of these power points is between the eyes. One of them is in the center of the chest around the sternum. And one of them is in the lower abdomen near the base of the spine. These three power points reflect the balancing of opposites on the Tree of Life. So let us move ahead in this meditation to get a deeper body wisdom of balancing these three primary points of light in the human body. I'd like you to sit quietly with your eyes closed. Notice the chest rising and falling on the breath, allowing thoughts to rise as they will, but gently bringing back your awareness to the feeling of the chest rising and falling with the breath. Let yourself sway lightly, gently, right and left, forward and back, until you find the point of perfect equilibrium, balanced between the right and the left, between the forward and the back. And you'll feel yourself sitting in perfect balance. Now imagine that you can just be aware of the right side of your head, your right ear, your right cheek, your right eye, your right temple. You can actually feel and locate the right side of the head. And now let that go. And let your awareness rest on the left side of the head. You can almost feel it shift. Notice your left ear, your left temple, left cheek, left eye. And now allow your awareness to rest precisely in the midpoint between the right side of the head and the left side of the head, and let that be a point somewhere located near the third eye, at the third eye. Let it find its balance between the right and the left side. Somewhere in the head, between the two eyes. You may experience it as a point, or a line, or an actual plane. And let energy radiate in that area. And now let it extend down, finding the center point between the right side of the torso and the left side of the torso. Find a point of perfect balance somewhere in the area of the breastbone, of the heart, or the solar plexus. And let these two points connect from the third eye to the heart center. Now let the line extend down to the base of the spine, the lower abdomen, the genital area, balancing the lower half of the body, its right side and its left side. Feeling energy in the third eye, in the heart center, and feeling the energy now grow in that perfect center of balance at the base of the spine. Notice the chest rising and falling with the breath as this luminescent line connects the three power points. And feel the balance of everything on one side or the other of the line. Allow this line to extend upward through the crown and downward through the genital area toward the earth. Allow yourself now to come back to the experience of the chest rising and falling on the breath, letting the image of the line dissolve, becoming present, take two or three deep breaths and allow your eyes to open. On a practical level, one of the important things that we learn Kabbalistically is whatever the issue that's presenting itself, whatever the personality of the individual that's presenting itself to us, there's always a balance point for it. There's always another side to the story. There's always something deep that we can connect with. And so we do this practice of meditation on inner harmony, especially in times when we're engaging stressful situations, to get greater clarity. One of the things we can do is once we're sitting at the point where the line is clearly developed, reaching from heaven to earth, passing through the center of our being, we can invite in at that point a difficult situation that we're engaged in at the time, or a difficult person that we're working with, and gain a new perspective on the relationship that has developed, and perhaps a new appreciation that we're only seeing one part of the character or one part of the situation, and that there's another side that once we find its balance, we can bring it into the center line of inner harmony. The Jewish mystics call nature by the name Zel Shaddai. Zel means shadow, and Shaddai is one of the many names of God. So the Jewish mystics call nature the shadow of God. And it's taught in the oral tradition that in the heavenly throne, there is a curtain that hangs before God, or before the infinite light. And woven into this curtain are all of the events of the past, all of the events of the future, everything that has ever or will ever happen, and every soul that exists in the universe is woven into this curtain. This is just a basic midrashic teaching, but we're going to use this curtain as the primary source for the image of this meditation. So I'd like to ask you to sit quietly, close your eyes if you're able to do so, and allow your attention to come to the breath as you experience the chest rising and falling with each inhalation and exhalation. If thoughts arise, let them come. Gently bring your consciousness back to the breath. Now imagine you are an observer in the heavenly throne. And standing to the side, you can note a very bright light shining through a curtain. There's an image woven into the curtain. And so on the other side of the curtain from the light, a shadow is cast on a wall. It's the shadow of a person. Notice that if the light moves, the shadow moves. Notice that if the light is still, but if the curtain is moving, the shadow still moves. Now imagine this is a big theater, and both the light and the curtain move around a sphere so that the wall in the center takes up a form that's three-dimensional. The shadow becomes three-dimensional as the curtain and the light go around it. This is the basic image of nature. Everything is a shadow, three-dimensional. Its substance is given by the light passing through a form. An archetype. And now, notice what happens when one aspect of the light that's behind the curtain is transported to the center of the shadow. Let the shadow be of some substance, so that it doesn't just disappear when the light goes to its center, but that it now casts a shadow back on the curtain let yourself now sit with the feeling of that light shining within, letting go of the image, coming back to the experience of the breath. Take one or two deep breaths. This image that there's a light shining through a curtain of archetypes, creating the universe. And you'll notice that the universe is dependent upon the light shining, which means each moment is a moment of creation. Most of creation receives its form from this light. The aspect of creation that has consciousness and awareness, in the sense that we know it as human beings, also has a light within itself, a spark of the divine within itself that casts a light back on the veil, on the curtain. And it places new images continuously. And this curtain is the unfolding of creation from moment to moment, constantly in process, dependent as much on our consciousness as on the original light. No one stands alone. Everything in the universe is connected. We always live in full partnership with the source of all creation.
Yay, 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 yay